angry, frustrated, and helpless. These people say the government is not listening. Thousands of workers from the state and private sectors held demonstrations in Colombo on Wednesday. Among them, doctors, engineers, port and oil refinery workers, and bankers. They say unfair taxes have pushed them to the brink.
Taxation is a part of a civilized society. We have to pay taxes, and we have been paying our taxes throughout the time. So the problem is, when you bring up a tax policy, it should reflect what is the intentions and what will be the outcome of the tax. The collected money should be spent wisely to the betterment of the society. But we cannot see such things are happening.
Mismanagement, corruption, the pandemic that followed devastating bomb attacks in 2019, and unsustainable debt have pushed Sri Lanka into an economic tailspin. In the year up to August 2022, the rupee lost nearly 45% of its value. Public anger over shortages of basics and long queues for goods and services resulted in the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa in July last year. His Prime Minister and now President Ranil Wickremesinghe delivered his policy speech at the reopening of Parliament on Wednesday. He stressed the need for economic reform.
The government's brief should be to direct the private sector towards business and stay in the background. The government should only get involved in regulatory activity, public amenities and maintaining law and order.
Wickremesinghe said he is ready to take unpopular decisions for the benefit of the country. He listed changes to laws and regulations and told the House that if people could endure the hardships for another 5 to 6 months, a solution could soon be found. But on the streets, protesters dismissed his promises as fairy tales. That's a description Wickremesinghe used to describe pledges made by those he said were obstructing the country towards poverty.
People expecting any sign of relief in President Ranil Wickremesinghe's policy address were disappointed. He repeated calls for people to endure austerity and cut back. But many are angry and say they're struggling to survive amid high inflation, tax increases and high interest rates. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.